Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another original live global transmission. We'll be here for the next 2 hours. It is Sunday, the 27th day of September 2015. I am your host, Alex Jones. David Knight and Jakari Jackson are both in Philadelphia, where a foreign leader of state, a religious leader, is calling for open borders and engage in domestic political operations inside the United States. We're told we have separation of church and state in this country. That's been twisted to where the government controls and issues licenses to religion, to churches, and turns them into charitable organizations, and then tells them that they can't have any views, whether it's abortion, open borders, gun control, you name it, if those ideas are conservative or libertarian. But if you are the Marxist Pope Francis and a foreign head of state, you can come here as a sovereign and pontificate endlessly to the public, manipulating our internal politics. And universally, from Fox News to CNN, we're told there can be no criticism of Francis and that he's not being political. That's the talking point. He's not being political. He's not being political. He just wants carbon taxes and world government and open borders and higher taxes on the middle class. He's not being political. He's not being political. Did we tell you he's not being political? Let me tell you one more time. He's not being political. So David Knight and Jakari Jackson with their final report from the road covering the Pope and his entire U.S. Whirlwind tour of the East Coast, D.C., New York, and now Pennsylvania. We're going to be breaking that down. And then to really look at political persecution in this country, I was thinking about it the last few days, and I think I'm going to make a mini documentary on the subject and then investigate some of the people in these different federal agencies and really burrow into their activities and call for congressional investigations of them, like we've done Lois Lerner and others, like we called for the downing of Boehner, spearheaded that operation. We're very proud of it with Congressman Jones and others. You see how that went. I thought that we should look at some of the political persecution with Joe Bannister, former Treasury agent, who went public exposing that the IRS is a fraud. They indicted him repeatedly for his free speech. And speaking of free speech, the UN releases plan to push for worldwide internet censorship. And they plan to have the SEC and FTC here in America end free speech. We'll be breaking that report down. This is from Breitbart. The UN wants to censor the entire internet to save feminist feelings. And they actually say in congressional and UN committee hearings that cyber violence is translated towards women being criticized in any way on the internet. And this is the new cultural Marxism going on at university. I was talking to a liberal that I've known since college who was going back to college. He's a Hollywood film editor, but he got tired of that, and so he wants to get a doctorate and then a PhD in psychology. And he was telling me about UT and just how he's like, no, liberalism is we hear all points of view. And they're like, no, we bring down the patriarchy and white males. They are evil. You are a white male. You are inherently evil. Well, no, that sounds like racism to me. Oh, really? We'll just have the dean put you on academic suspension, academic probation. This is what America is, totalitarianism wrapped in political correctness. There's nothing politically correct or liberal about it. It is classical, tyrannical, mafia takeover. And speaking of censorship, in England, if you try to do a radio show, TV show, or blog criticizing radical Islam, you get arrested. Same thing in Germany. Anti-ISIS artwork banned from free speech event after outcry from London police. And what is the artwork? You ever go to like Michael's or Hobby Lobby? It's those little animals, little raccoons, little rabbits. They put some of them in black uniforms with an Al-Qaeda flag, and that's just not allowed. So they were shut down. You're not allowed to have that. You're not allowed to have that.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us on this 27th day of September 2015. I'm your host, Alex Jones. David Knight and Jakari Jackson will be joining us at the bottom of the hour as they cover Pope Francis's historic political operation here in America to open the borders and bring in global government and sell a carbon tax and more. He's also anti-gun, even though he's protected by men with guns. That is coming up. And then, of course, we are going to have former Treasury agent who blew the whistle on the fact that the Federal Reserve is a private run-for-profit organization, and the Treasury Department's fully aware of that. He's going to be joining us to talk about political persecution in this country, which has admittedly reached all-time highs with Lois Lerner and the IRS and the internal memos coming out that they were told to target more than 10,000 conservative, Christian, libertarian, veteran, and gun groups. And they haven't gotten in trouble for the incredible criminal activities that dwarf thousands of times what Richard Nixon did. Richard had 120-something names, Nixon did, that he didn't even act on in a safe with their IRS records. And that was criminal. He should have stepped down for it. They openly engage in mass criminal operations. They give out tens of thousands of tax exemptions to liberal, socialist, and communist groups, and in the last 5 years have given out one tax exemption to a conservative group. That's the way to shut down political speech. Then you have Pope Francis come in, endorse Obama, call for open borders, call for carbon taxes, call for global government, call for everything else you can imagine, completely political. Where's the IRS being sicked on the Catholic Church for that activity? But again, that's a fraud and then a fraud, because Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or the press or the people's right to peacefully assemble for redress of grievances. That's the First Amendment. Congress has no jurisdiction. It's just come in and taken over the churches and bullied them if they are not socialist, if they're not communist. But if they are, then Reverend Wright can get up there tax exempt and say GD America, GD the police, GD free market, down with America. Oh, yeah. Well, here's how it works. I've got my free speech if I was a church, and Wright's got his free speech. That's how that works. See, because Congress has no jurisdiction. But instead, they just continued their jurisdiction. They just expanded it to engage in this giant power grab. And we have huge attacks on free speech that are simply incredible on the internet, you name it, being announced. But first, I want to get to Hillary Clinton. She spent years blocking the release of her servers. Then she said they all got erased, just like Lois Lerner said. It turned out, of course, they'd ordered them erased, but there were backups up in the cloud. And so now they found huge caches of other emails where she's talking to Petraeus about classified things. And Petraeus, over some files at his home office, had to step down and had to basically plead guilty to felonies, but then time served. And I'm not defending Petraeus, but compared to Hillary, it's like having a crooked toenail, and then Hillary is barbecuing children, and then she doesn't get in trouble. I mean, it is totally two different worlds. And now she just can't explain why she has these other emails that she says she didn't have. And then she shoots her mouth off and says it's a conspiracy theory. I'm convinced that if robbers were walking out of your house with your jewels, your computers, your artwork, whatever, and if they just said to the average trendy, you said, hey, quit robbing my house. Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. Well, wait, you've got a television set in your hands, a computer in your hands. You're putting them in a van. You've got mask on. It's 2 a.m. They just go, conspiracy theory. You go, whoa, you're right. It's all yours. You're absolutely correct. I mean, that's the game they play. But it was the Clintons, we learned from their Clinton Library lawsuits with Joseph Farah and World Net Daily. There they were in 93 when they first get in, going, we've got to shut down the new growing press. The internet's going to allow a new independent press before Drudge even existed. We've got to shut down things like the Western Journalism Center and Joseph Farah. And we've got to instruct all our operatives in the media, when anyone challenges anything we say, call it a conspiracy theory. Hey, everybody else wasn't making money in cattle futures. You invested $1,000 and got hundreds of thousands. Hey, all the people that worked for you are getting killed. Hey, there's all these... Shut up, conspiracy theorist. Hey, you gave missile secrets to communist China. It's all admitted. Conspiracy theory, conspiracy theory, conspiracy theory. So this is what they engage in. You've got Hillary taking hundreds of millions of dollars from foreign governmental leaders, totally illegal, to her foundation while she's the head of the State Department, and then she removes the import-export ban on U.S. weapons to those countries. I mean, open and shut, giant, mega-massive felonies in front of everyone, and nothing's being done. No, instead, they have the FBI and others investigating every Tea Party group, every conservative group, every libertarian group, putting Dinesh D'Souza in prison, going after thousands of Christian groups. It is a reign of Hitlerian terror. But the Democratic Party in this country gets off on the criminal behavior. They're thugs now. They're an organized crime syndicate. The average minion likes it, even as their unemployment goes up, even as they lose their jobs. Even as they're sold out, doubling black unemployment, love it, because they feel like they're part of the winning team. Clinton can't explain discrepancy from newly discovered email exchange with Petraeus. This is Meet the Press, here talking to one of her own former operatives that's interviewing her, and she tells him it's a conspiracy theory. Here's the first clip.
You had said in a written statement under oath that you had turned over everything that you believed you had for the federal records with those 55,000 emails, but we've now discovered an email chain between then General Petraeus and yourself that took place a couple of months before these records started. Can you explain the discrepancy there? Because it was the same email address that you used while at State that you were using with General Petraeus just 2 months before you had said everything was out there.
Well, everything that we had access to was certainly out there, and the reason we know about email chain with General Petraeus is because it was on a government server. And so from my perspective, we have a very thorough review process that we conducted. And my attorney supervised it. They went through everything. And what we had available at the time was turned over.
But I guess what I'm trying to figure out is, if you'd said in March that that the email system began in March of 09, and yet we have the same email address popping up in January, what explain that discrepancy?
There was a transition period. You know, I wasn't that focused on my email account, to be clear here.
Let me stop you there.
Yeah.
Because
that's enough.
Focused on it.
Right.
Except
her body language is just total thug mafia scum. Lisa Jackson at the EPA had another secret email and pen names as well, known to plumes. And she had to step down because it's criminal. Okay? I want criminal charges against these people. It's so obvious. Now let's go ahead and go to the next clip where she calls the conspiracy theory that she ever did anything wrong. Here it is.
100, because they were clearly personal and not work-related.
Can you respond to an alternative explanation that has sort of
another conspiracy theory?
Questioning an online.
Perhaps the reason you wanted to have a private server and not a government server is that Republicans have been coming after you for years.
Mm-hmm.
You may have been running for president in the future, and you wanted to make it a little more difficult for congressional investigators to subpoena your government emails and a little more difficult for Freedom of Information
really?
Act requests. Is that a fair theory or no?
It's totally ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
That never crossed my mind. And in fact, since more than 90% of my work-related emails were on the system, they are subject to FOIA or any other request. That's how the...
So she didn't have a private email with secret stuff on it to hide it from anybody. Of course not. Oh, no. Never. Didn't have a second set of books. She just sits there and shakes her head. This is the person that ran Benghazi. This is the person involved in Fast and Furious directing so much of it. This is the person involved in so many criminal activities. And she just sits there because she's a woman and is wearing a pink dress. She's allowed to commit crimes. Just like Obama is part black, so supposedly everyone must bow down and let him arrest members of the press, persecute whistleblowers at a level never before seen, and engage in all sorts of insider trading and crimes. It's all okay because they're the good politically correct people. And the Republicans are blackmailed, so they just lay down to it all.
Live From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
If you want to know why the establishment hates us, it's that InfoWars.com, the radio show, the nightly news, our entire media operation, the films we produce, the social media, reaches hundreds of millions of people conservatively every year. Just our reach on social media, according to Google Analytics, is 1.6 billion every month. That's people that see our material, see our links. It doesn't mean they necessarily click on it. Conservatively, it's in the hundreds of millions that actually read it, look at it, see it. And we're able to take stories that sound completely outlandish, that have no believability, take the evidence, hammer it, and get serious people to investigate it and look at it. And 5 years, 4.5 years after we exposed the plan to destabilize Libya, to put Al-Qaeda in charge, 3 years after we exposed the fact that they wanted to bring down Assad to put in a Saudi Arabian caliphate, that's now mainstream news. Over and over again, you can directly trace back where a story is forced out and breaks through to InfoWars.com. I'm not bragging. I'm stating why we're in danger, why we're being demonized, why we're being attacked, why we need your prayers and supports. We are the tip of the spear. Drudge Report is able to take stories even more often than we are, many times more often, that are even mainstream, alternative, foreign, or evidentiary, smoking gun type legal documents, and post them or link to them and then force a debate as well. And that's what the mainstream media, the dinosaur media, the prostitute media, the collaborator media, the globalist media, the traitor media, the trash media, the Decepticon media, that's what they hate. Is they want to set the agenda on Caitlyn Jenner and on Dr. Dre. They want to set the agenda on NFL football. They want to be able to set the agenda on how beautiful Michelle Obama's dress is and how gracious she is and how she hung the moon. But more and more, not just Drudge, not just InfoWars, not just WorldNet Daily, not just places even like Breitbart or Glenn Beck, even though I disagree with some of the things those folks do, overall, the globalists hate them. They don't have it out for America. They want to support the Republic. They want free market. They want a free country. They're good guys. There's some social, corporate, business rivalries, at least on their side. Not with Drudge or WorldNet Daily, but with Beck and others. But I don't care because I'm up against pure tyranny. I know what the stakes are. So I'm going to promote anybody that's standing up for freedom. Because let me tell you, it's good to have other people out putting this info out. Because if they can shut down Rush Limbaugh, if they can shut down Matt Drudge, if they can shut down InfoWars, if they can shut down Glenn Beck, and believe me, they've had dirty tricks against him. If they can do that, they can shut anybody down. And a new age of incredible censorship is now here. And that's why in the face of it, we're accelerating what we're doing and doubling down, telling the truth. Because the time is short. The reason they're moving ahead with bold censorship and dirty tricks and harassment is because people are listening. People are waking up. It's because we're effective. We're popular. We're a threat. We're empowering people. And the system doesn't like that at all. Here's Donald Trump. Trump, GOP rivals want to start World War III over Syria. We should let Russia fight Islamic State. He goes on to say in the speech, why are we helping ISIS? From this show 3.5 years ago to Donald Trump's lips. And I'm just showing the power of this broadcast. You know, Donald Trump's pointed out our video while he was visiting South Texas. While he's there, they're shipping. Can we show that in the background? InfoWars reporters catch drug smuggling with the big boxes being shipped in. Right while Trump's there, we'll roll that for TV viewers. Again, we're a radio/TV show if you just tuned in. 60 Minutes with Vladimir Putin. He said, Assad combats terrorism. U.S. is backing fighters and joining ISIL. We should welcome a common platform for collective action against the terrorist. And here's the big bombshell news, folks. a Chinese aircraft carrier, according to Israeli newspapers, docked 2 days ago on the coast in a major port city of Syria and offloaded heavy weapons and 1,000 Marines. Putin says U.S. proxy war in Syria violates international law. Russian leader declares U.S. is supporting terrorist organizations on 60 Minutes. That's Infowars.com. Continuing, Trump, GOP rivals, again, want to start World War III over Syria. We should let Russia fight Islamic State. Continuing, Chinese aircraft carrier reportedly docks at Tartus, Syria. Chinese fighter jets, helicopters to assist Russians in battle against U.S.-backed proxies. Folks, it's not U.S.-backed proxies. America has been captured by foreign, ruthless banks that are playing every country off against each other to consolidate power, implode the nation state, bankrupt the individual, destroy the family, and bring in a one-world technocratic police state on its ashes, in their own words. France goes on to admit its airstrikes are actually helping to try to bring down Assad. Yeah, half the time they actually bomb government forces. So that's some of the news on that front. Meanwhile, one in three Syrian refugees have fake IDs, German authorities admit, RT. That's who they're bringing into the West, is a bunch of jihad fighters that got beaten by Assad and the Russians in Syria. They're all out of Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and other countries. Now they're pouring in with their fake IDs. ISIS said this 6 months ago, they'd use a fake immigrant wave, almost 80% all male, to invade. The West loves it because they'll stage terror attacks now, and then they'll take our liberties, our freedoms, when the terrorists strike. German nurse shocked after being forced out of her home to make way for refugees. She lived in a government-sponsored home. A lot of Germans live in these houses where they pay, but it's subsidized because they're a government worker. Oh, you've got to get out now because we got to make way for the Syrians and others. Having lived in the same flat for 16 years, a German woman is being forced to move out to make way for refugees because building a new shelter is too expensive. The 51-year-old nurse who helped asylum seekers in the past was shocked by the news. That's in the Die Welt newspaper. In a whole bunch of European countries, they're now making them pay taxes for the foreigners, and in Sweden, having them move into your home under orders. That's the next level of political correctness. Quartering not foreign troops, as the Constitution bans, in your house, but foreigners. Here, the Democrats get the anchor babies, the illegals, they get, in groups of three. Each house takes three people. You get $7,000 a month, and then the Democrats just basically make their living off that. An organized crime takeover. As the Border Patrol admitted, their job is now to complete the smuggling process. So that's some of the news on that front. We're going to shift gears into the full-on globalist assault. Pope Francis and his final blitzkrieg leg, calling for open borders, gun control, carbon taxes, and world government. Doesn't exist, but he's calling for it. Another one of those conspiracy theories that just came true. We just had all the documents. It was already true. Didn't come true. You just know it's true now. We'll have our reporters from Philadelphia joining us. Stay with us.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So we're seeing a war on free speech all over the world. We're seeing a war on internet freedom. We're seeing open announcements of global government carbon taxes to be collected by the IMF, World Bank, and Ex-Im Bank, which will then be paid to private carbon companies literally owned by Barack Obama, George Soros, Al Gore, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, and others. The Chicago Mercantile Carbon Exchange is partially owned by Obama and Valerie Jarrett and the rest of them. The European subsidiaries are openly owned by the Rothschild Bank. Just type in Rothschild's own European carbon trading. Blood and gore. And by the way, that is a pun, but that's really the name of it. It's Gore and Blood, not Blood and Gore, is the name of the carbon trading firm in London that is the main carbon trading operation for the UK, set to make hundreds of billions of dollars itself. Financial Times of London, if all this goes through. And the Pope is there calling for it. Nothing to do with the environment. Saying we need global government to tackle air pollution, which is carbon dioxide and water vapor. But no talk about China or India cutting their pollution that is off the chart compared to ours. No. But it's okay because the whole liberal media and every Democrat just says, I'm not even a Christian or a Catholic, but I love this Pope. But arrest any conservative churches that criticize Obama. Have the IRS go after him. Why, your church can't criticize abortion? That's political. We're going to take your 501c3 that didn't exist till the 50s, which turns your church into a charity and violates the First Amendment. How does Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof? How does that mean the government tells the churches what they can and can't say? But, oh, the Catholic Church and the bishops can call for open borders. And the Pope, I've got his quotes here, can chastise Donald Trump and America for not taking enough people and not paying enough money when the Catholic Church won't pay for one anchor baby. And they got 177 million acres worldwide, upwards of $200 trillion in assets, and the first or second largest landowners in the world, and they're going to tell middle-class America, you didn't do enough. They're going to tell Germany, you didn't do enough taking in Middle Easterners. You didn't do enough. And then all the poor go, yay, yay, we're now Marxist Catholics. This is the communist takeover. Literally. Coming up, the censorship of Christians, the censorship, any criticism of radical Islam, you're arrested in England. I have mainstream news. 120 days in jail, 5,000 euro fine. They've reactivated the Stasi Germany-wide. I remember reading that in the German news last week. I couldn't even believe it. The Stasi, they're reactivating them, and then they just arrest you if you criticize open borders? That's political correctness. Total flaming tyranny. It's here. They're making their move, folks. And nobody's safe. We better stand together. You grovel to this now. You bow to this now. It's over. Now, David Knight and Jakari are going to be flying out, I guess, in the morning. They've done a superlative job since Wednesday, covering the Pope arriving in D.C. and then going to New York and the U.N. and now to Philadelphia to rally the Third World to invade the United States, get voter ID cards and overthrow the United States, I guess, in some Marxist. I mean, I guess the Marxists and the globalists already took over the Catholic Church with a pedophile blackmail. The Guardian reported on that. And now it's time for them to take down America. So you want to see how America falls? This is it. King George couldn't defeat us, but Papa Pope can. David Knight joining us from Philadelphia. David, thank you. Give us your breakdown on what we're witnessing.
David Knight, InfoWars.com here in Philadelphia. Next, we have a world meeting of families. And earlier in the day, the Pope went to a prison. Those two might be connected if there was any justice. He would be visiting some of his priests in prison, but he didn't. Actually, there are some high-ranking officials here in Philadelphia. We have the most high-ranking church official ever to go to prison. He went to prison, Alex, for conspiracy. Conspiracy to cover up what these priests underneath them were doing. They've had a long history of moving priests around who were known. They caught them abusing children instead of reporting them to the authorities, or even kicking them out of the church, they would move them to another location. Now, he said today earlier that God weeps about the sexual abuse of children.
Yeah, God weeps for him covering it up.
Yes. He said, we're going to do something about it. Well, he hasn't done anything about it for 2.5 years as Pope. Nothing at all about it for 2.5 years. Let me tell you, it was here in Philadelphia just 4 years ago. Archbishop Regali retired, went to Tennessee, because the entire archdiocese had been indicted for cover-ups. Now, that same bishop joined this pope not once but twice on this trip as a VIP. That's how contrite, how torn up this pope is about this scandal. They have been covering this up. There are thousands of cases of abuse. In this particular case, there were over 36 priests that were involved in this. Now, prior to this, the prior archbishop here in Philadelphia was, who's now deceased, in that particular case, they had some secret archives, that's what they called them, secret archives, had a list of over 36 priests that were known pedophiles, And they had next to their names the dates of which they had committed the crimes so they would know when the statute of limitations was out. That's how cold and calculated they are with this, Alex. And it undermines, I think we need to understand this, because he comes here to put a moral authority on all the things that you just
When he's really the king of the pedophiles, and, exactly. And they used the pedophilia takeover for the Marxist infiltration of the church to now overthrow it. So now they're not blackmailing. The media is not bringing up pedophilia anymore because the Catholic Church is now anti-family, pro-abortion, world government pushing. They can now back off. You can see the takeover.
Absolutely. And Alex, you have to understand, too, the same trick that we see the politicians use all the time. If you're going to create an act of tyranny, if you're going to legalize martial law, you call it the Patriot Act. If you're going to hide the fact that of what they're putting into your food, you call it the Safe and Accurate Labeling Act. Okay, they always do exactly the opposite. So this master politician, this Pope, comes to the very city where they've had the greatest reported incidences of child abuse by the clergy. He comes to here. And he holds a world meeting of families right on this site. I mean, how much colder, more hypocritical can you be than that?
I just know all these immigrants better watch bringing their kids around these folks.
Yeah, absolutely. There's, you know, if he's going to do something, he needs to. If he's going to talk about morality, he needs to clean up his own house first. It is absolutely amazing.
He needs to get the beam out of his eye before we get the speck out of ours.
Yes. We're going to try to meet with some spokesperson who have been, there's a survivors of abuse by priests. It's the Survivors Network, SNAP, SNAP. We're going to try to meet with some of them. This evening to try to get information about them, because this is very deep. There's a lot of detail involved, but I have to say there are literally thousands of cases of child abuse.
Sure. Well, this is a formula. In the last 100 years, the globalists put the pedophile networks, they do this every institution, in. Yeah. They slowly took over. I'm not defending the previous church, just it's a fact. And now the Marxist globalist cabal has taken it over and now dropped the whole thing. Because it's mission complete. They took over with the corruption of the church. They're now in charge, and they've got their Jesuit Pope in there preaching the opposite of Pope John Paul II. I mean, I couldn't criticize Pope John Paul II because he was anti-communist, pro-family. I'm not saying he was perfect, but now you see this new Pope. I mean, either the old popes are bad and this guy's good, or he's bad and they were good, because there's such a separation.
Yeah, they're polar opposites. Now, he's made a couple of statements. They're very vague. They're very general. And just, you know, in terms of talking about the abuse, as I mentioned, you know, God weeps, and this is a horrific thing. But nothing specific. He's taken no action. And as I reported before, prior today, the only time he had talked about this was to tell the clergy that he was sorry that they had the reputations sullied. Well, they should be sorry.
Stay there, David Knight. I want to come back and have you recap the last 5-6 days you've covered with Jakari. Overall, how successful you think this giant propaganda offensive against America has been. And then we'll get Jakari Jackson's take on it as well. But great job the last 5-6 days. We'll be back. And in the second hour, political persecution. We're going to take a close look.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
For the sexual abuse of children, these cannot be maintained in secret. And I commit to a careful oversight to ensure that youth are protected and that all responsible will be held accountable.
That's quite a claim when all they've been doing, and since he got in a few years ago, is continuing the cover-up. Where are the prosecutions? Where are the indictments? Where are the people being defrocked? It's not happening. And this is how the Catholic Church got turned into what it is today. Just like Congress is full of pedophile rings, just like Penn State's a giant pedophile ring, just like continually we see this. The Texas Youth Commission, it turned out, was run by a bunch of pedophiles. I mean, they can take over any institution. It's very, very dangerous. I'm not singling out Catholics here, but now the Catholic Church is an open weapon against free market. The carbon taxes the Pope have pushed for, Lord Monckton broke the numbers down many years ago, would kill about a billion people in the third world in a decade who are right at this subsistence level. We already have 40 million people a year starved to death. This is deindustrialization. This is neo-feudalism. David Knight, recapping the last 5-6 days of your coverage, then we're going to get a breakdown report from Jakari Jackson on the security theater.
Yeah, Alex, it's been amazing, and I got to say, very, very disappointing to see the masses of crowds, to see the mainstream media reporting on this. Today, earlier, they interviewed a police officer on the road, and there's just National Guard and Army strung out all along the road. It's just amazing. And so, at the end of the interview, they said, thank you so much for your service. They're not serving us. They're not serving us. They are setting up a police state each time there's an event, whether it's a Super Bowl, the Pope coming, every time they
it
go
gets
up to
bigger.
Level,
it gets more it out of control. It's the suspension of our rights, just easing us in to the tyranny.
And nowhere has it been worse, Alex, than here in Philadelphia. My wife sent me articles earlier in the week. She said, oh, you better be careful when you get to Philadelphia. It's going to be incredibly crazy. I said, yeah, tell me about it. We're here in Washington. We're here in New York. I said, everybody likes to brag now about how wonderful and over the top their security is. Well, Philadelphia wins the prize. It was absolutely insane. They've locked down the entire city. The entire city has blockades, and you can't get a taxi cab. When we got here at 10 o'clock at night, they had shut down all taxi service. We were greeted by the military telling us that we would have to walk, and hopefully they hadn't shut down the bridges yet. Well, they had shut down the bridges. So what would have been a 9-minute ride turned into a 40-minute walk, and then it turned into a 2-hour and 15-minute walk, zigzagging all over the place.
Good Lord.
Not able to get through the TSA. There's remnants of TSA now.
So
right,
that's
behind
total
it.
Martial law when this guy
absolutely
comes.
Absolutely. All of this.
It's fair to say, they don't even do this for Obama. It's fair to say the Catholic Church, run by the Marxists, is now the king of America. This was him squatting on America and showing him he rules us.
No, Alex. He's a humble man. You have to understand, this is a guy who rides a Fiat after he flies in his private jumbo jet. And that's precisely the hypocrisy that we see with this talk about God weeping about pedophiles when he's been a pope for 2.5 years, and the archdiocese, the archbishop here, the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, had to leave town, had to retire and go to Tennessee because the archdiocese itself had been indicted. He jumped out of town, but this guy brings him back and honors him as a VIP on multiple occasions on this trip. That's the hypocrisy. Talking about how transparent they're going to be. Transparent just like Obama. Transparently criminal is what it is. It's absolutely amazing to see the hypocrisy. But the thing that concerns me the most, Alex, even more so than the security, is the people's reaction to the security, the people's reaction to the Pope. The fact that, as Orwell said, the future was going to be a boot stomping in your face forever. The problem I see now is that the people who are having the boot stomped in their face want to lick it, want to praise it, want to honor it, thank it for kicking them in the face. It is disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting to see these people acting like slaves, the mentality of these people who cannot say, this is enough, this is crazy, this is too much, you don't need to do this. No, they can't get enough of it. And I see it from the media, I see it from the people on the streets.
This is a seduction of America. David, once you get back, we'll get you in studio. I know you're taking a few days off that are deserved. Thank you so much. We're going to pause for a moment and then go to Jakari Jackson here in just a moment. David Knight reporting from Philadelphia, the final stop after he visited Cuba and his communist lover, best buddy, friend, pen pal, Fidel Castro and Raul Castro. We're going to go to Jakari Jackson here in just a moment. First off, a bunch of specials are ending tonight. They'll end tomorrow morning, to be technical. DNA Force is our flagship product, simply amazing, most hardcore product yet from InfoWars Life. Our exclusive formula is loaded with BioPQQ compound, which is backed by 175 clinical studies. Just look into it for yourself. We've got what we can say about it approved by the lawyers at InfoWarsLife.com. It's amazing. The BioPQQ and DNA Force contains more potent antioxidant activity than vitamin C. That's something like 400 boxes of blueberries or something per serving. I mean, it's just insane. DNA Force is extremely hard to produce with our nutraceutical manufacturing process. Get 20% off DNA Force now at InfoWarsLife.com. And then you can continue and check out 20% off Brain Force. Both listeners and InfoWars crew camps. Stop talking about what Brain Force has done for them. Unlike some energy drinks and supplements, Brain Force uses natural activation ingredients like yerba mate extract and alpha GPC. Brain Force is InfoWarsLife.com. Already has hundreds of five-star reviews that you can read for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com. These reviews are certified by a third-party review system called Power Reviews that works with thousands of top companies. Even our chemists are freaking out about this formula. Secure your Brain Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And finally, Survival Shield Nation Iodine X2. Iodine's absolutely essential like vitamin C. I mean, if you have deficiencies in it, look into it for yourself, big problems. It's like oxygen. I know that's not FDA approved to say we need oxygen, but I can say it. You don't have oxygen, you die. Well, you got to have high-quality iodine. So many people are deficient, and then research it for yourself. Find out info at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. This is the purest iodine we could find, the purest iodine that we know exists out there from deep earth sources, and it's been such a game-changer for me personally, my energy, my stamina, my skin. Just everything. My God, I wish I'd have gotten on high-quality iodine earlier. InfoWarsLife.com. And we also, it ends on October 1st, the lowest price ever on high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com, powered by My Patriot Supply. The lowest prices they've ever offered are being given to us right now. This is the time to get storable food today. We're going to hold Jakari into the next segment. And then we're going to get Joe Bannister on with us. But Jakari, great job with your reports. We got about 2 minutes to break, but recap for us what you've witnessed and what your big takeaway is from Pope Francis conquering Pope Francis doing America.
Jakari Jackson reporting from Philadelphia, City Hall Station behind me, Alex. Now, when we first got in to Philadelphia, as David said, we had to walk 2 hours to our hotel, multiple checkpoints, TSA checking people's bags, every alphabet agency, local cops, everybody was out here on display. National Guard is still posted at many places around the city. And this is a perfect example of getting people to love their servitude. I've heard those quotes before. And with all the presence I just mentioned, they also had the volunteers. So people could get in on the action so they didn't feel so oppressed because, you know, little Susie who worked down at the bakery was checking their tickets. And I want to tell you how much of a security theater this is, Alex. Because of all the troops, all the guardsmen, all the alphabet agencies and the volunteers, I was able to get into Independence Mall yesterday without a ticket. I didn't jump any fences. I didn't lie to anybody. I walked straight into that venue without a ticket, even though this is supposed to be the most secure place I've ever seen. Like David said, this guy has more security here in Philadelphia than Obama has in Washington.
It's like Emperor Palpatine came to town. And of course, you shot footage of you going into Independence Hall. That footage is on InfoWars.com.
Yeah, no ticket. I walked straight in there. And that's the complete theater of this whole event. You know, a lot, plenty of people just think, oh, I'm going to be safe. It makes me feel better. I know it's ridiculous. You have cement barriers. You have the bike racks in the street herding people like cattle to come out here to see this event.
Amazing. Jakari, we're going to break in a moment. What else are you going to break down when we come back?
Oh, I'm breaking down all. I'll tell about Washington, D.C., Times Square. It's easier to move around in Times Square than it was to move around here in Philadelphia. It's completely ridiculous.
Land of the free, home of the brave, Jakari Jackson reporting from Philadelphia. The second hour, Joe Bannister on the incredible political persecution going on in America and how we bring these criminals to justice and more. I'm Alex Jones. We are the tip of the spear. We are the InfoWar. 1776 is the answer to 1984.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Here we are in occupied North America, coming from FEMA Region 6. What FEMA region is Philadelphia in? FEMA Region 2, I think? Jakari Jackson joins us. Sounds like a third world country or East Germany. Can't even get a cab at the airport at 10 o'clock at night, have to walk miles through the cold rain to get to their hotel. and just checkpoints everywhere, TSA everywhere, just all a ridiculous power grab. Jakari Jackson, report on what happened.
Yeah, so what you may have noticed, this red band that I have on my wrist, this was our express pass just to access our hotel. Because after we got to the hotel, after our two-hour walk, we were going out to get a bite to eat. They said, hey, wait, you need to get your band. We was like, what do we need this band for? To get back in the hotel. Because they wouldn't let us walk down the street unless we had a band, even though we paid to get into the hotel. And every time we came in and out, like, where's your band? Where's your band? I'm like, we paid to come into this hotel. Why are you guys harassing us like this? David called one of the ladies a junior Nazi. She didn't like that too much. But that's pretty much what it is. Like, so they get people in on the action. So you don't just have to watch people be harassed. You can get in on the act and do it yourself. So these are the things that we've had to endure. And going back over the past few days, you guys may have noticed some of these barricades. Maybe we can show them these bicycle racks right here, David. Now imagine, they've cleared it up a little bit because they know this is the last day. But imagine these racks clear across the street, also concrete barriers, which are a little bit further down the street. And we saw a very amusing scene. We didn't get to capture it on camera, but there was a golf cart, you know, full of cops. They're trying to drive down the street, and they're like, oh, crap, we can't drive down the street because there's a bunch of barricades on it. And then we just stood there and watched them. And David's like, I wonder if they can figure this out. It's like watching a kid put together a puzzle. So they were sitting there, and they're like, oh, we can drive on the sidewalk. So they hop on the sidewalk and drive down the sidewalk. And David made the excellent point that if a golf cart can drive down the sidewalk, can a car do the exact same
thing? Sure, it's all total theater to condition us. It's all theater.
It's complete security theater. And as we were talking about earlier, how the Pope has more security here in Philadelphia than Obama has in Washington, D.C., you go up to Washington, D.C., you can get as close to the White House as the front gate. That's not the issue. You know, of course, they have Secret Service and all that stuff, but you can walk up there. To get anywhere around here, you have to go through multiple checkpoints. You have to have a ticket unless you're Jakari Jackson. And when such case, you just walk right into the thing.
Well, they don't even have this much security for G20. It's like the Pope is the king of Earth.
Pretty much. That's how people are reacting to him. You know, and everybody says, just like David pointed out, he's such a humble guy, stepping off his private jet. How you doing, young fella? Hey. Yes. So, yeah, these are things that we've gone through. And what I was talking about earlier, Alex, when we went to Times Square, anybody who's been to Times Square knows it's a nightmare to navigate, whether you're on foot or whether you're in a taxi cab. It was easier to get around Times Square, where the Pope was actually speaking at Madison Square Garden, than it has been to get around in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He's the only person here. There's no UN here. There's no Obama here. But they shut down the city more for one man than they did for Obama or for the UN up in New York. It's been completely ridiculous.
Well, you got Philadelphia, you got Penn State nearby. I mean, this is the pedophile command base, so they know how to keep the King PDP safe.
Yeah, I'd really like for them to actually prosecute some of these guys. I was reading some of the quotes from the Pope. He said something like, we're going to observe the situation or something along those lines. Like, no, how about we're going to prosecute these guys who have done these crimes, put people into these prisons because they don't need to be in these dioceses doing such harm to children. Of course, it's not all people, but the people they know who are guilty, why aren't these people in these prisons, Alex?
Well, it's a large contingent. I mean, they took over, and a lot of other institutions have been taken over by these people. It's just crazy. Well, Jakari, you've been on the road 6 days. Great job. You looking forward to getting back to Austin?
Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to sleeping in my own bed. It's going to be a welcome change of pace.
Well, I know David's going to take off a week, and you're welcome to take off as well. We're kind of a skeleton crew. We'll miss you, Jakari. But how much time are you planning to take off, Jakari?
One or two days. I'll be back.
It's awesome to have you around. I'm glad you're addicted to fighting tyranny. Great job. 30 seconds left. Anything else?
Yes, I would like to just end with this note. As far as all the things that have happened while the Pope has been visiting here, the thing that bothered me the most is when he said Christ failed on the cross. And I did a report earlier in the day. People can go look at why I referenced certain scriptures. But Christ didn't fail on the cross. He knew he was going to die on the cross. And he said, I'm giving myself willingly. So I was very disturbed to hear something like that.
He said that? I didn't know that. That was Christ's ultimate triumph.
Yeah. And he said he failed on the cross. As an ABC News, I'm sure it's on multiple
sounds like
other
something the devil would say, Jakari. Thank you.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
There is a reign of terror, not just here in the United States, but across the world against free speech. I remember growing up watching the news, reading the newspaper 35 years ago, 20 years ago. I remember first being on air 20 years ago and seeing mainstream media criticize communist China for restricting free speech, for arresting political dissidents, for setting up political dissidents, for doing white glove inspections of the businesses of free market, pro-America political dissidents. And our government and our media would rightfully criticize China harvesting political dissidents' organs, Chinese spies in our government, things like that. And that's just one example. But in the past 15 years or so, our media has stopped criticizing political persecution around the world, unless it's in Russia. And there's some of that going on in Russia. And we criticize it here as well. But if you look at Lois Lerner auditing, harassing tens of thousands of different Christian, conservative, libertarian, veteran, pro-gun groups, you name it, anything right of Mao Zedong. If you look at the different Republican governors that have been indicted and the Texas Attorney General indicted and Dinesh D'Souza, the filmmaker, for getting five of his friends to donate to a political campaign, he didn't fill out the right paperwork, indicted, 9 months in prison, huge fines. And you look at no tax exemption authorizations issued in the last 5 years to conservative groups, only one, and over, again, 12,000 total issued to Democrats and liberals and socialists. They're using regulations. They're using the power of the state to shut down all political speech that doesn't agree with them. And the Republicans are intimidated. They're blackmailed. They're bullied into it. The great news this week is that we saw John Boehner step down. A Tea Party rebellion in the House, a vacate the chair vote that we helped push on Twitter and Facebook with Congressman Walter Jones, who spearheaded it. He joined us Friday. You, the listeners of this show, help put the heat on Boehner to make him resign on Friday. Boehner, who promoted Obamacare, gun control, open borders, protected Obama on Fast and Furious, and so many other crimes in Benghazi. He's gone. There's now a leadership fight. And no one from his leadership group, not McCarthy, not any of them, should be in there. And we'll be promoting in the next few weeks who Congressman Jones and others believe would be the best for the leadership. Ted Cruz also in the Senate supported the move, along with Rand Paul, to get rid of Boehner. So we've got good people who don't want to destroy this country who are in Congress and who are leading and having an effect. Obama is incredibly unpopular. The Democrats are incredibly unpopular. The RINOs, Republican in name only, are very unpopular. But what we're seeing here is a massive criminal pushback against those of us that are calling to not arm Syrian rebels like Al-Qaeda and ISIS. You're seeing a massive pushback in Europe against mainline Germans that don't want open borders or to pay for all these illegal immigrants. You're seeing them get 120 days in jail, no judge, no jury, 5,000 euro fines. We've got an article up on Infowars.com. Anti-ISIS artwork banned from free speech event after outcry from London police. We'll show TV viewers the artwork. It's those little foxes and bunny rabbits you buy at Michael's or other art supply stores, dressed up having a picnic, happy, and here comes ISIS over the hill with their machine guns and their Al-Qaeda flag. And the police, quote, banned the event or said you've got to pay £36,000 or $55,000 for us to protect you if you have this event. That's how they end free speech. And now the UN has come out and said ban any speech criticizing feminism in any way. That's Breitbart. The UN wants to censor the entire internet to, quote, save feminist feelings. And on major universities, they're telling people any criticism of cultural Marxism, you will be kicked off. You will be given academic suspension or probation. And I even know people this is happening to in Austin, Texas. I mean, they're moving with totalitarianism right now. And now we are seeing The Federal Trade Commission and the SEC are in the news this week announcing they have jurisdiction over the internet, not just the FCC that just declared it this year, and that they're going to censor anybody they feel like. So it's on. And I wanted to bring you Joe Bannister, who media bypass first interviewed him. And then I went and interviewed him in California while I was covering Operation Urban Warrior, a big martial law drill, in 99. And he had just resigned from the Treasury Department, an armed agent of the IRS who did raids on people. A lot of them were bad criminals. But the point is, he had a great career. His whole family's basically in law enforcement. He hears a radio show, just recapping, claiming that the IRS is a fraud and that the Federal Reserve's private. He doesn't believe it. Spends 2 years investigating it. Finds out it's true, goes to his superiors, and they say just resign. Then they indicted him and took him to trial multiple times for his free speech. It was in the San Francisco Chronicle with a straight face. You know, former Treasury agent faces years in jail for telling people that the Federal Reserve's private. This is what they do. But the jury saw him, heard him, and the system was defeated. Now, InfoWars, I've learned from two different FBI sources and another source, has an entire white-collar task force under Obama's orders for 2 years digging into us, looking for anything they can get. That didn't work, so now they've gone to the Federal Trade Commission and are trying to find something to come after us. And the thing is, if the feds come after you, they'll go ahead and just make stuff up. Thank God juries and people now know that the government's so criminal, you can't. I mean, I had a high-level Texas judge, because I went and Googled his name after he stopped me on the street, go, you know, Alex, I used to think you were a kook, but we saw it all come out with Lois Lerner. They really are targeting conservatives, libertarians, and Christians. They really are setting them up. They really are doing this. What do you, have you been assaulted? Have you been attacked? And I was like, yeah, I've had EEOC made up stuff. I've had IRS stuff. I've had state stuff. And man, these people just show up shaking with hate, but they can't believe they're even here. And I just go, well, you're here to persecute us. Go ahead. Your karma must be really good. And they can't ever find anything. And I haven't made a big deal about it on air because, you know, they want to intimidate everybody. That's what they're trying to do. But we got the fox, the wolf circling the camp here. I mean, of course, I expect this. I mean, they think it scares me or intimidates me. I suddenly went from being exhausted when I learned about this week, from a third source, basically, to just incredible energy. I'm so blessed to be in this position, to be able to stand up against these evil people, to be able to reach tens of millions of people a day now, that it's just a blessing from God. But I immediately thought about Joe Bannister, who was successful, doing great, a family man, children, going up to the ranks, a CPA, and then having to lose his job for his conscience, and then they came after him even more. But then he went through the fire. He went through the fiery furnace. He went through the lion's den. And I was just thinking, I can't feel sorry for myself. I want to fight tyranny. We are fighting tyranny. Those little babies can't fight those scalpels. You've seen the baby alive. They pull out of the womb to harvest. It's fighting the scalpel with its little hand. We're standing up for those children, folks. What do we expect from these killers? I'm a grown man who's smart and has energy and has friends and has capital. And I went and investigated the FTC heads. I already knew what I'd see before I did it. All Democrats appointed by Obama. One of them's former Biden chief advisor, Obama advisor. I mean, this is an honor. Biden's got his other son over there running the takeover of the gas pipelines and making billions in Ukraine. I mean, this is just a bunch of seedy people. So they want to go up against me? Good. You got the full faith and credit of the rotten, evil federal government behind you? I got the full faith and credit of God behind me who empowered George Washington, 1776. I love it. We'll be back with Joe Bannister.
You have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
We've got Joe Bannister with us on the line. We're going to go to this American hero here in a moment. As I said, just recant. say that the IRS is good, that the Federal Reserve is good, and we'll leave you alone. He said, no, I'm not going to. Well, we're going to put you in prison. This is how evil the people are that work in this government. But others are just cowards. They just are scared. They want their paycheck. They'll do anything for it. We interviewed a lot of firefighters, including senior ones, who saw the bombs going off, heard the countdown to blow up World Trade Center 7 on 9/11. And they'll say, I waited till I retired so they wouldn't take my pension. And I appreciate their courage. They've got more courage than most. But they'll say almost all the firefighters know it was bombs, but they're scared to say it. It's like I had a Hollywood guy on. I was criticizing George Soros for being a Nazi collaborator. And the Hollywood person, I'm not going to say his name to put him down, he said, but Alex, the Nazis would have killed him. Well, I mean, you could put a gun to my head and say, go round up women and children for us, we're going to kill you. Pull the damn trigger then. I mean, I just don't get this go along with evil because everybody's so scared. I was thinking about everybody persecuted by this alien force that's taken over the federal government. This isn't the Vatican doing all this. This isn't Catholics. It's been taken over. That's even in mainstream news. It's blackmailed. This isn't the federal government. It's globalist. It's a corporate takeover. Internet prodigy activist Aaron Swartz was mad that a major university had 50-year-old stuff on it they hadn't released to the public, so he grabbed it off their server and put it out to the public. And so they were going to put him in prison for life, and then he, quote, committed suicide. Folks, they killed him deader than a hammer. He had just gotten, was getting married. He said he was going to beat the indictment. He was going to be a cause celeb. He was going to fight it. He got super lawyers, and the feds knew they couldn't beat him, so they took him, and they hung him by the neck until dead. That's what they do. Well, here's the deal. I have transcended you. I'm not afraid. Whatever happens, if I'm destroyed, I win. If I defeat the globalist, I win. I will not stand here as the innocent or persecuted and attacked anymore. For the balance of the hour, he joins us. Joe Bannister, Freedom Above Fortune is the name of his website. And he's, of course, written books on the subject of what he faced. Most of our listeners know who he is. But he is a true person who faced major political repercussions and fought through it. Many of the IRS Treasury agents and agents that spoke out and signed letters in USA Today with full-page ads were promptly indicted and are in federal prison right now. So this is the reign of evil in the so-called free country we live in. And they think you're cowards. They think we're doing their job here covering all this, that you'll just crawl under a rock because you're scared. You should be scared of not standing up. Not standing up got us here. America was special because we did stand up. We weren't perfect, but we were one of the freest countries in history because we did stand up. Acting like jellyfish brings the criminals. Criminals don't hit hard targets. They hit soft targets. Joe Bannister, thank you for joining us. I want to get your take just on general persecution, the IRS scandal, all of them getting away with it, just the incredible crimes and where you see this nation going.
Hi, Alex. Well, hey, thanks for having me. Always enjoy coming on the show. Well, the cesspool there in the government is deep, isn't it? I mean, the tentacles of the federal government reaching out to state governments and local governments through grants and all kinds of strings. And, you know, when you want to find out how free you are, just exercise a little bit of your freedom.
Well said. Where should we start? Recapping what happened to you or just the huge modern open persecution? I mean, they admit Obama has prosecuted more journalists, more whistleblowers than all presidents combined. I mean, it is a reign of terror on the press.
Well, I think we make a lot of good points, Alex, but one of the ones you make is that, you know, it's not a good idea to be a jellyfish as you said, when you first found out about this extra scrutiny that you might be facing, you do go through a little period of oh, woe is me. But maybe that's kind of natural because I've gone through that too. But it doesn't take long, especially if you're a praying man or woman, to just ask God for strength and boom, there it is. And then you're ready for battle again. So, I would encourage you as somebody who's been through this and could go through it again, you're in good shape. You've got, it's been 10 years. It was 10 years in June that I was prosecuted, as you mentioned, for four felonies, one of which was conspiracy to defraud the United States of America. And you also mentioned the jury you know, I still keep in touch with one of the jurors, and you know, the stuff he puts in his emails to me about there was no evidence, this is crazy that they put you through this, they put your family through this, and you know, so that's happening to you too. I mean, this doesn't just happen to you; it happens to your family. But again, the thing that served me the best is prayer and recognizing that God knows what's going on. He knows that there's evil in the world, and he expects us good people to speak up in defense of others, in defense of good, to be good examples. So I'm always astounded at how deep the corruption is, you know, in the government. And there's people that say, well, then we just need to do away with government completely. I've never bought into that. We need to do away with the people that are corrupting our government. And I do believe that the system that was set in place by the Constitution, you know, is flawed as any man-made system can be flawed. But it's really taken a tailspin, especially over the last 50 years.
Well, and if we can't fix the corruption, no new system's going to work either. And this has been a takeover. And you're absolutely right. When I said going to break, hey, you know, God's more powerful than these people, my statement was not arrogant, hey, God's on my side. My statement was, these people think they're God, they're not, and tyrants are never invincible. And look how unpopular the federal government is. Look how the truth's coming out about it. Look how Boehner had to step down. These people need to stop being so cocky and look at how reprobate and evil this system's become.
Right, and as you often refer to yourself, I think quite correctly, being the tip of the spear, you know, when you're the tip of the spear, you know, you're going to meet somebody else's shield or another spear pointed at you. And so you just have to be prepared, as I know you are. But as I say, it's been 10 years. That was in 10 years in June that I was prosecuted and acquitted, rightfully so. But even then, my defense effort at that time in $10 years ago was about $250,000, and it was through the donations of, you know, thousands of Americans, some giving $5, some giving $500. And I basically had to give up 7 months of my time preparing for trial because, you know, you don't want to over-prepare. You'd rather over-prepare for a test than under-prepare. But, you know, with yourself and the following that you have, good people out there, you can see how much support you get when you're not getting attacked, at least not publicly. But if they come after you, Alex, you know, we're all going to be ready right behind that.
Well, God bless you. I appreciate it, brother. That's why they do come after us. It's going to be really cooked up, I've been told, because they're not going to want to miss. But it just shows how the government before wouldn't publicly arm Al-Qaeda and ISIS in the Middle East. They're just doing it. They wouldn't be publicly persecuting people with the IRS. I mean, MSNBC says it's good to do that. They just are so delusional, they think they can. They're like Hitler invading the Soviet Union. They're just crazy. Stay there, Joe. Danger zone, baby. Don't want to be anywhere else.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I was looking at some of the headlines on Infowars.com. They're just so crazy. But the good news is, it's not me saying our government's funding Al-Qaeda. Now it's top generals. It's not Infowars saying fluoride causes brain cancer and bone cancer. It's Harvard. It's just all coming out. It's amazing. I was looking at Drudge Report after I looked at Infowars. DrudgeReport.com. Feds develop an app to predict psychological status of Americans. Look at that. And then they put in the data to claim, you know, you're mentally ill or anti-government. How government is trying to control what you think. The Washington Post, see, they've gone from denying it to, oh, the CIA is involved domestically, involved in propaganda to control you and your family. Oh, migrant mayhem, Germany is in state of siege. Gangs of men roaming the streets, raping women, and if you criticize it, you're arrested. I mean, it's just leftist insanity. Video shows vicious attack on 83-year-old man in parking lot. I mean, it just goes on and on. And then we've got the super blood moon tonight, I guess the fifth or sixth record amount of these solar eclipses. I don't get into all that, but I am going to go to a friend's place and barbecue tonight, and I'm going to do a Facebook mentions, probably 30-minute program once the blood moon gets kicking, like 8:15 to 9:45. It goes full blood moon at 9:45. Everybody thinks it's the end of the world and all this stuff. I don't think that, but there are a lot of real global crises going on right now, and the elite do believe in this kind of stuff, so who knows what they'll pull. We're going to be covering that tonight at the Alexander Emmerich Jones Facebook. Okay, Joe Bannister, I didn't talk to you before you came on the show. I know you've got Freedom Above Fortune, the book. I want to talk about one of your newer websites that's really excellent. We'll put it on screen. That's Agent for Truth. Again, Agent for Truth, and you can give us the full URL if folks want to visit that. Joe, I could sit here and ask the questions, but when people go to agentfortruth.com, they can see all the research, all the backup data about the Federal Reserve, about the IRS. Instead of me asking the questions, what do you want to impart to viewers and listeners right now about the state of the world as we try to focus in on this incredible persecution? I see the persecution intensifying because the system knows it's discredited, has low approval ratings, it's in trouble. There are good people throughout government and corporations and private life who are telling the truth. They've got to be really scared right now.
Oh, they are, Alex. And as unpleasant as being attacked is, and as unpleasant as the period when you're defending yourself is, it definitely provides you an opportunity to shed the light, to show the light on the corruption and what's really going on. So getting through the persecution and seeing the other side, it helps then to see, look back and think, wow, you know, if they hadn't attacked me in that way or that way, we wouldn't have been able to put out this piece of information or that piece of information. And so they have to come out of the shadows in order to come after us, for different people. And so it really is important for every single listener out there that you can make a big difference just by spreading the word to others, just by being an informed person, as informed as possible. And of course, being a good example, because the more even keeled that you are, the more calm that you are, the more believable you are, and that people will at least check out what you have to say rather than just dismissing outright.
In your gut, where do you see the balance of evil versus good right now, and what's your gut tell you is coming in the future?
Well, of course, you know, being I'm actually a Catholic. I don't know if you're probably were aware of that.
Sure, I'm aware of that.
You know, I share a lot of your concerns about what we see leadership, whether it be in the church or at the UN or in our own government. In fact, some of my relatives would always say, you know, why do you bother? You know, there's so much evil out there, you're never going to prune it back enough. But of course, that falls on deaf ears for people like you and me, I'm sure. but I am really concerned, and I just think all we can do is expose what's going on for everyone to take a look. Obviously, evil and corrupt people like to operate in the shadows. So the more light that you can shine on what's going on, you know, as far as the income tax issue itself, I mean, there are so many avenues with which the government is cheating us and depriving us of our rights. I'm almost, I feel bad about, you know, trying to just hone in on the income tax, because everything is interrelated. But I would encourage people, if go to agentfortruth.com. There's a section called Learn More, and I try to lay out a way that people can educate themselves for free, you know, just to kind of get an idea of what's going on. And then also how the income tax does intertwine with the monetary system and the other corruption. And as you pointed out with Lois Lerner and all of these congressional hearings,
Even come out, I mean, just to throw this in, that they admit they targeted libertarians and conservatives and Christians. They admit they don't issue 501c3s to conservatives. It's total discrimination. It's total evil. And then MSNBC, I don't know if you've seen these clips, we've played them, gets up and goes, yeah, you're evil. You're the Tea Party. Of course we're going to arrest you. It's just weird to see all these weak little socialists cheerleading like it's fun to arrest everybody they don't agree with. They're just such creeps.
Well, that's one of the sad aspects of the, of an income tax, right? Whoever's in the whatever administration is in power, you can go after your enemies, and it works either way, right? Republican Richard Nixon or Democrat Bill Clinton or Barack Obama, that system is just waiting for them to take the reins of power and then throttle their enemies. And notice, maybe I missed it, Alex, but it has a single head rolled in the IRS. And I mean, when the lawmakers and the bureaucrats see that even this level of despicable conduct doesn't merit losing your retirement or losing your job, all they do is reshuffle the deck and promote people and bribe them with more money, a better position, and no heads roll. So the next cadre of evil and corrupt bureaucrats and officials are going to take an even greater step. And that's why we, the people, need to get out and take an even greater step of exposing them and waking up more Americans to do something.
AgentForTruth.com, Joe Bannister, a true American hero, is our guest. Joe, we're going to go to break here in a moment. I'll come back and give you the floor to talk about solutions, what you'd replace the income tax with, where you see all this going, other things people can do. I know a lot of the feds used to work with didn't believe you 15 years ago. Now they call you up and apologize. You can probably recap some of that. It's important for folks to know not everybody in the government is bad. They're just compartmentalized. But before we go to break in the next minute and a half, I just wonder if people realize that America isn't just an island in the world, that there's all sorts of other problems around the planet, and that this is all part of a larger global degeneration that I see happening.
I couldn't agree more. And of course, looking at other countries and other areas of the world, we can see our future, right? Because there's other countries and other places where the evil and corrupt officials can implement their evil deeds quicker and more rapidly, because the people may be more prone to giving in, that kind of thing. Americans are generally, they're going to go down fighting. And so we'll probably be the last to where they really throttle us. So take a look around, everybody. Look around at what's happening in these other countries with these migrant invasions and the way that the government's even more corrupt. They outlaw simply defending yourself in your own home, as they do in Europe. Look at what's going to be coming here very soon to a neighborhood near you.
Well said. We'll talk about solutions with Joe Bannister straight ahead. AgentForTruth.com. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com. The globalists don't want prosperity. They want control. They want to run the whole show. They crave it. And we've just got to stand up against them, and they will fall. Look, Boehner just had to resign. Hillary's in deep trouble. They're not invincible, folks.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Final segment, ladies and gentlemen. Lock and load. Live.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I look at headlines out of the London Telegraph. We wrote a story about it at InfoWars.com, where they had a free speech event, because Brits are worried, UK citizens are worried about losing free speech, where they dressed up little dolls as ISIS fighters and just showed them coming over a green grass hill to other little bunny rabbits having a tea party, having a picnic, and there's no violence, but that's banned by the police. No free speech. You cannot make this up. And in Germany, if you criticize any of it, you're arrested. The left is making its move. It's not the left, folks. They have just tailored it and packaged it as the left, and the Republicans have gone along with it. The other parties have gone along with it in Europe. The good news is McConnell's gone. Excuse me, Freudian slip. Boehner's gone, and now it has begun. Top RNC official calls for a move to remove Mitch McConnell from the Senate leadership position. We'll be covering this more on the weekday show, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. tomorrow. Going back to Joe Bannister. Joe, the establishment, as you know, likes to act like it's invincible. Well, this one is completely illegitimate. America is in its death throes right now with open borders. You mentioned the giant migrant invasions, the Democratic Party, the Pope, everybody telling us we've got to pay for this or we're bad. Just bizarre behavior when Saudi Arabia hasn't taken, quote, one migrant, but then Europe's supposed to. I think, again, this shows their desperate move for Cloward and Piven. But finally, comment on that, because you mentioned it before the break. And then talk about solutions. What do you think? You're a really smart guy. What should we replace the IRS with? Because we didn't have it, as you know, until 1913. The average American wasn't taxed by it till the 50s. I mean, how do we get our prosperity back? What are solutions from the mind of Joe Bannister at agentfortruth.com?
Thanks, Alex. Well, you know, as far as the immigration issue or the Pope and what we're being told, one thing that gripes me is that the countries that, say, if we're talking about U.S. and the Mexican and South American and Central American migrants that come up this way, we get berated for not just laying out the red carpet, but I don't hear, even internationally, how much berating is going on for the countries that they come from. Because what kind of cesspool, how bad, how stinky must the cesspool be to cause any person, any human being, to uproot, leave everything, take a dangerous, route on trains and with coyotes and, the humankind, the so-called humans, the dangers that they encounter to come here, what kind of ugly, stinking cesspool are they coming from? And where is the clamor for a cleanup, of those cesspools, rather than just berating us for, not welcoming these new neighbors? Why make the poor people go through that in the first place? How about cleaning up where they live now? I have, through in-laws and other family, they've immigrated from Europe, from Italy. It's a tough thing, and they're glad they came, but why put people through that? Maybe they don't want to be put through that. Maybe they'd actually like to, be helped to clean up their own country so that they can remain speaking their language and living their culture out, rather than going through the dangers of coming here. And the cool thing about being Catholic is that things like immigration or the death penalty, or there's certain things that are non-negotiable. You can't be a Catholic and be for abortion, but you can be a Catholic and be make prudential judgments about something like immigration or climate change. You can disagree with the Pope or your bishop about that you think climate change is a bunch of bunk, or that immigration, there's a lot of dangerous people that come with the migrants, and that can present a danger to the people, living where does these migrants want to come to.
Sure, I can't go to Mexico and have my babies for free.
Exactly. So, I think that, as far as it's not like, oh, I'm a Catholic, so I can't speak up about these things. You really have quite a bit of freedom to speak up and let.
Well, since you mentioned that, I mean, because the last popes and people, like, say, Pope, John Paul II was anti-communist, free market, anti-abortion. That's why I was never, these people that love to bash Catholics, I never joined that. I saw the media always attacking Catholics. What does it say when the whole leftist media suddenly loves this Pope? I mean, it's pretty wild.
And it gives me great concern, because if you're loved by the world, you got to watch, or somebody that you that's running your church is loved by the world. You have to watch out. Now, I think that there's certain messages that Pope Francis puts out there, talking about the Beatitudes and all kinds of things, defending the unborn. That I happen to agree with. But again, it's not like Catholics have to be lockstep about these other matters. They call them prudential matters. You use prudence, prudential judgment, to determine, well, what is really the safest and the most just way to deal with these issues?
That's a key point. Maybe the media is taking statements he makes and only taking those out of context to misrepresent overall what's being said, because I can get really nasty and I want to be fair about it. So I'll have to investigate that. Shifting gears, what would you do about the IRS? What's a better system? A sales tax? I'd be for it if they actually got rid of the income tax, but I don't want to have a new one and then keep both.
Right, and I'm afraid of that too. What, you know, how many times have they done a bait and switch on us? You know, fool me once, you know. So I would be very concerned that something like a national sales tax would be the bait and switch. Would be, oh, we're going to get rid of that income tax right after we implement the national sales tax, and then we have both because they're not going to get rid of the income tax, which is a great way to control and intimidate people. The other thing that concerns me about the national sales tax, as it's been formulated in AB 25 Bill 25, I believe, where it's actually been articulated and put into a bill. The thing that concerns me, if you look and see the bureaucracy that's involved there with the national sales tax, they claim that, oh, the IRS will go away and the rank and file American isn't going to have to worry about forms anymore. That's not what the bill says. The bill actually puts the onus, if you buy a good and you don't pay a tax on it, you're required to file a return yourself to report it. So
it creates a whole new tax police running around going after swap meets.
Exactly. So I'd read the fine print. I mean, I'm all for simplifying the tax system and certainly, you know, getting rid of the IRS, quote unquote. But the thing I'm concerned with is, you know, Americans don't read the fine print.
Let's not replace it with something even worse.
Right. I mean, look how the income tax turned out. It started out with a 1% tax rate. Of course, the truth be known, they had to backtrack after the Supreme Court case, the Bruschaber case. And that's what this whole rub is about, the income tax. There are tax laws that reach out and touch an American that might go work abroad, or a non-resident alien who comes here to work, that kind of thing. But the average American living here and working here is not embraced by the federal tax laws as they're written. And that's just a fact.
Because they can only write it back to them with jurisdiction for somebody via kind of like a tariff, right? They're offshore.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's why I encourage people to read more about it, because, you know, not, this isn't a sales pitch to take on the IRS one-on-one. But the fact is, it's a deep and stinking fraud. And I think you ought to know about it.
Well, I mean, it's in the Communist Manifesto. You know, they put that in there 20 years before, and then we suddenly make it law here. This is not a good idea. You know, I call you a hero, but you turned down a great job. You were rising through the ranks. You told the truth. You had them come after you twice, indict you. You defeated it with a jury in a world of cowards, because folks talk big till the hammer comes down. I got to tell you, Joe, I met you 17 years ago, and I'm proud to know you. Anytime you come through Austin, we'd love to have you in studio. You and your family, great troopers. You know, your sons and everybody fighting tyranny. We're really proud of your work, and it's people like you that have made this country great. And I think out of all this tyranny, we're going to end up even being greater in the end coming through this. So I want to salute you and thank you. 30-second final comment.
Oh, God bless you, Alex, and everybody there. I love coming there in person and saying hi to everybody. You know, I would say, like, let's honor one of Pope Francis's requests. He asked people to pray for him. So let's all pray for him and pray for each other, that we can discern corruption when it's skulking around, and that we have the courage to expose it, and that if enough of us do that and pray for each other for strength, we can actually do away with this. But we have to remember that, you know, God knows what's going on, Jesus knows what's going on in the world and in his church, and we need to keep that dialogue going with God and establish or reestablish or strengthen the relationship with God and pray for one another. And I think that amazing things can happen.
Great points. God bless you. We'll talk to you again soon. Great job, crew.